Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist, Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy producers concerning some of the data that the Milk Marketing Administrator has recently published. As we look at 2024, how did we actually do in many different categories? We look on the price side. Average prices actually were up a little bit in 2024 compared to 2023, actually about 7% if we look at statistical uniform prices across the central milk marketing order. So that's a good thing for our dairy producers. As we look at the value of components, during 2024, we saw milk fat be worth more, about 11%, and protein slightly less, about 4% less than what we'd seen in 2023. So overall, good prices for 2024, and those are continuing into 2025, which is great help as we look at milk margins and trying to keep our dairies in a positive cash flow situation. As we look at somatic cell count, this is something that we continue to see improvement in over the years. Somatic cell count was lower in 2024 on average for the milk pooled on the order, and that continues to be a bright spot in our dairy industry. So hats off to you dairy farmers for all the hard work that you do to keep your cows healthy and produce quality milk for the consumers here in the Central Order. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.